9256.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is my anniversary today, Monday, the 23rd of April.
Oh, wow.
And I just wanted to share that. No, I don't want to hear no congratulations. What? I want to see you put your money where your mouth is, all right? I like Ruth Chris's.
Forget congratulations.
No, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to the thousands and thousands that are listening to us on a daily basis. It's impotent. Folks, you got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show, it's 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Wow.
A lot of brains and heads out there.
Oh, yeah. I got a new picture up on my Facebook today with Obama Nation sitting on the lap of George Soros, ventriloquist.
Really?
That was great.
Oh, excellent. That is a great picture.
It's great in the sense of it. It's just so absolutely stunning that we're this far that we laugh at a guy that's destroying the country.
Boy, is that ever. I can make him sing, talk, or even, oh, great.
Destroy economies worldwide. Well, you got to remember, you know, and I didn't say this, folks. Obama said this.
Yeah.
He's calling for a new world order, and he said there's no other way.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, because George Soros W. said that.
Oh,
yeah. His daddy said that over 212 times. That would be Herschel Walker Bush. And so here we are. What's the difference? There is none. As the agenda goes forward against the American people and the Constitution of our union.
So who do you trust? You trust the Constitution. I mean, what's wrong with doing that?
I just told our producer right before the show, isn't it interesting you get 700 and some thousand hits on some sort of conspiracy that takes place.
Yeah.
But to give people the remedy and the answer how to fix those that conspire, They don't want to hear the answer.
Yeah.
Because when you have to hear the answer, you have to take something called responsibility upon yourself to deal with the issues. Not just talk about them. No. Mm-hmm. We want to take action. We want to fight for our posterity. We want to show our love by demonstrating that we love our neighbor as ourselves.
Mm-hmm. True.
And it is absolutely true, dude. I mean, can you imagine how many water filtration systems are being sold today?
Yeah.
Because over, 90% mm-hmm. of the population is going to be blown up,
mm-hmm.
said one of these individuals.
Yeah.
I mean, it works great, doesn't it? Selling fear. We talked about that last week. But I guess if you want the answer is right in that book called The Holy Bible. Mm-hmm. And isn't it interesting?
It's always been there.
Isn't it interesting, folks? After history repeats itself, you always know when history is repeating itself, when those things that were against the law are now becoming lawful in the sight of tyrants that are at war with God.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it interesting how history also repeats itself? Because after millions and millions and millions of people are destroyed for their lack of responsibility before God and man, what is it? What book is it, friends, that people always come back to without fail? It's B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Why didn't you just listen before destruction took place?
Yeah.
It's like ignoring the stop signs. And then they wonder why mm-hmm. they four-way intersections and, they remove the stop signs and then crashes happen consistently.
And you'll notice it starts with a slow process. So first thing to get your license, you're really paranoid. So you stop at every stop sign. You stop all the way. And pretty soon you start to roll through them. And pretty soon nothing's going to happen anyways. Nobody's coming.
Nah.
So you go a little bit more. It's the same thing with the Bible. Just a little bit. And, I heard they passed that bill. But you know what? We still got plenty of freedom left.
And they forget about it. And then they talk about a new, project that the politicians are working on to destroy and eradicate.
Project.
Dissolve the Constitution a little more today. Mm-hmm. How did it go out at the college?
It went very good today. We had a whole handful of students out there. And I will say this.
St. Cloud State.
Yep. We're going to be there tomorrow for everybody that's in around the state of Minnesota. If you want to fly in, you can fly in too.
Do.
It's one of the largest universities in the state.
Do.
It's going to be fantastic.
Our last My War documentation that we did in a movie theater, we had, 1,100 people?
Yeah. At least that went through that.
Yeah. So I think it'd be
a good idea.
People
fly in from California.
Yeah, we did.
Come see that.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
I was honored that they flew all that way for some Coke and popcorn.
Overpriced Coke and popcorn.
And what was the response?
Now,
I can't believe he did it.
That's right.
I can't believe he said it.
That's right.
Well, it's about time somebody starts saying it.
Yeah, everybody's thinking it, right? Yeah. And then when you say it, all of a sudden, you get the headlines.
Yeah.
So if you want to get the headlines, why don't you start speaking truth because you'll get there. But going back to this event, it's a free event. You don't have to pay for anything. You're going to come. It's a college, the student group, the College Republicans, is sponsoring this. And they are working hard right now. As a matter of fact, they're out flyering right now today.
Cool.
We're in there. We passed over 1,000 flyers today, and we're hanging up posters. A lot of good feedback. A lot of folks are excited to come to this. So we encourage you all to come to this, too, tomorrow at 7 p.m.
So they can find out for themselves what the media withholds.
That's right. And that's what always happens. You come there. I didn't read about this. I was reading about some other thing.
Folks, just for a note real quick before we take a quick break here. You might have seen just recently the Hollywood Reporter, Reuters, just put out why Rachel Maddow wants her old defamation claim against her in MSNBC. They say it's baseless, has no foot to stand on. Well, of course not, because they're only showing you half the part.
Yeah.
They're not showing you the second part, are they? It's like asking, it's like doing a study, folks, and taking a test after watching a two-part movie but only seeing half of it. But even if you look at the way that they're setting it up, it's incredible to me. So we're going to set that record straight, too.
Smack
folks, we're going to come back. We're going to be talking about the vein of thought that we're going to talk about before until Jake got involved. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.
The Crossing by Graham Stay Inn & Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Now, Jake, you kind of wanted to stir up the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are is that anytime truth gets involved with either party politic or even Christianity for that matter, whenever it gets involved, you have ultimately controversy in the end. And somebody always saying, wow, did you hear about this or did you see that? And folks, this event is a great opportunity for you to see what is changing America so much and where we've come from. I've heard some bizarre stories even today at the college, not necessarily about our group, but just truth in light of this next generation coming up and not tolerating the old stuff that's been thrown down on them for generations, literally. Yeah. They're rebelling against and saying, no, I'm not going to tolerate this. I'm going to take responsibility.
You have to
start moving forward.
That's what judgment teaches you.
That is
when
exactly
judgment is upon
teaches
a nation, it teaches you how to take responsibility to deal with that which is destroying your country.
Mm-hmm.
That is the spirit of God.
Yep.
If you'll take heed to it. If you don't take heed to it, you're going to wish that you dealt with what you should have dealt with when you had the time to deal with it, because what you leave undone, God will at length bring it forth through judgment. You're not going to get away from it, folks. Look at history.
That old principle of you reap what you sow, and you use the analogy of Loopman. And folks, if you didn't see the WND article, please go to our Facebook page and check it out. But that principle of reaping and sowing, it's impossible not to reap what you sow. The Bible even says God is not mocked. In other words, test me on this. I'm not going to go off of the truth of this statement.
He's not going to leave himself without witness is what he's saying.
You will reap what you sow. You put it in, and then when you bring judgment, something I thought about earlier is that when you lower the penalty for judgment, you're on your way to digression in your society.
You're promoting crime.
That's exactly
what
you're
doing. Do away with the death sentence, guess what you have? You're promoting crime.
And you're penalizing those that are innocent.
In certain situations, so I don't have some leftist say something that I didn't say again.
But it's true overall. Judgment, when you have penalties for crime, it deters crime. You don't look at a criminal and say, oh, gosh, if we could have just made his environment better, if we could have did this. The government's job is not to do that. The government's job is to increase.
You know what I just heard yesterday speaking of that? Yeah. And I forgot to even bring it up, but you just sparked something in thought.
Yeah.
A guy, a sex offender, he's 7 years old. They won't let him out of the state of Minnesota. They won't let him out of the penitentiary. Good. It's. I'm sorry he had to live that long in prison.
Yeah.
He should have been dealt with right away. He wants to get out. Mm-hmm. He's on parole. They said he needs still to be rehabilitated.
7 years old.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
Really. Mm-hmm. So folks, they're taking your tax money to rehabilitate repeat offenders. Okay. It's not like it happened on accident. No, they know what they do. And then the government comes in, the judicial system comes in, and said three strikes and you're out. So they tell them, go ahead and commit two crimes, mm-hmm. but on the third one, you better be careful because mm-hmm. if you get caught, you're done.
Yep.
What are they doing? They're promoting crime.
Yep.
Because it works for the bureaucracy.
And who gets the headlines? This criminal?
It works for them, and you lose, America.
Yeah, and the headlines don't come to the innocent victim. You never talk about him. Never. Other than the fact that, oh, there's all these people that are victims of this rape. Therefore, we need to rehabilitate rapists. No. There's all these victims of rape. How do we eliminate victims of rape? By dealing with the criminal, period.
Yeah.
Not by educating. You're not going to change them, as you said before. That's not the job of government, nor is the job of justice.
Well,
penalty. Applying your penalty.
And if you look at what's going on today, even let's go back to the Zimmerman and the Trayvon Martin case. Well, they're busy trying to create criminals out of the victims.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how backwards things have become, folks. So.
That's where it will come if you start to go to sleep on when penalties are lowered, because then that's the ultimate flip next, is that we make criminals protected and those that are innocent.
That's what they're doing. Well, what do politicians do?
All day long.
Protect themselves from what? The law.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people are mad about.
Yep.
What's interesting,
by writing law.
Speaking of which, did you just see these pictures that came out? Good for ABC News, by the way. Did you see what ABC News just put out there with George Zimmerman's pictures on the back of his head?
Yeah, the real wound.
Oh, my gosh. And now pictures are coming out about Trayvon Martin,
mm-hmm.
the real Trayvon Martin, not the 12-year-old with the smile on his face, him giving the finger, talking about how to do people in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. See,
just eating Skittles and drinking iced tea.
Those are the inconvenient truths. And what happens, folks, is the innocent are destroyed while the American people allow the media to contrive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. So let's get back to the point with the college.
Yeah, with the college. Well, we've got a great soundbite, too. But, folks, what's happened now in this, and we talked a little bit about it on Friday in the show, the party comes in, these college people, and they're going to throw on this event. They want to shake it up in their campus. This campus is extremely liberal, and it's right smack dab in the middle of a very conservative city, too, mind you. As a matter of fact, that doesn't matter. But some of the representatives that came out of there, they're national figures for conservative movement, i.e. Michelle Bachmann. But in this university,
really?
She represents St. Cloud. That's where she spanked the last lady, and I can't remember her name, so now she's going to run against Trip Kovac. But in this university, it's mainly liberal. So this conservative group is all about reaching out to their university. That's why they came in.
Yeah.
So two new membership.
Up.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the person who brought us in said it for that same reason. You know, we could have brought in Karl Rove. He came to a neighboring university. It drew about 100
Big
people.
Deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Big deal.
We already know what he's going to say. She said
it's called rhetorical.
Folk.
It's called circular reasoning.
And you
Big
know who,
deal.
You know who he's going to speak to is the...
Yeah, the establishment.
That's it.
That's right.
He's not going to reach
anybody. And they're
getting
paid stupid money, folks.
Yep.
They're getting paid stupid money.
So she says no to the Karl Roves of the world, and she brings in Bradley Dean, and you can run, but you cannot hide international. So we're moving forward. The Republican Party of the state of Minnesota says, well, I just don't know about these guys. I'm not in favor of bringing in Bradley Dean.
I know who they are, but
never met
from
him before.
What I've heard.
Because when I was reading the Mother Jones and I was reading the Huffington Post about Bradley, I read MSNBC and watch it every night because that's where I get my political analysis.
Sure.
Just so I can make sure that I follow right in line with them, but a little bit behind them because, we're progressive. Republicans or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, you guys shouldn't do this event. So the student from the College Republican Party says, okay, thanks for your opinion. We're still going to do the event. And so he gets a little flustered and goes back and talks to his minions in the headquarters.
Sure.
So now you get the chair, the vice chair, the Speaker of the House, perhaps. There's
Can
a
I get
number
that prayer, by the way?
There.
Can I get that prayer, please,
right.
on print? The prayer.
The
I want to show you folks here why the Speaker of the House denounced Bradley Dean.
That's right.
I do.
So now these students are going and moving forward. And then all of a sudden, a week before the event starts, they started getting hammered and harassed by people at the headquarters of the Republican Party.
Yes.
Now, when I say harassed, I literally mean harassed. threatening that they're never going to get a job with the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Their names are going to be blacklisted with the party. They're never going to get to work on any of the campaigns with the party.
Wow.
Oh, yes, folks, this is happening.
Well, it almost sounds like, well, maybe they sound like they have something to hide, perhaps. It
sounds like, I mean, why would somebody go to that kind of length to try to
Controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate errors, yes. You said on Friday.
That's
great
correct.
Show, by the way.
Mr. Rush.
Oh.
Well, these college students then
Benjamin Rush,
up,
by the way.
Up the ante, and they say, well, that's fine if that's what you're going to do. Then they say, we're going to disband your chapter.
Uh-huh.
You're no longer going to be college Republican.
And the college students are saying, keep bringing it on here, Mr. Do-Nothing.
And so then what the college Republicans did, and this is very clever, and this is the way we are going to win the battles here. The college Republicans collected all this information. They did a little press release of their own. They released it to the main press in the state of Minnesota. They're sending it to national outlets. And they did a little buzz talking about how they are, by the Republican Party is using extortion against
literally,
them as students.
Literally.
Yes,
that,
they are.
That's what that measure is called.
Yep.
Either do it or else.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what humors me. Our Republican Party is completely broke. It was just in the news not too long ago that they can't even pay their rent on their building.
Yeah.
The college Republican groups are going to go away anyways because they can't even afford to do them. They're trying to use this as an example to be a scapeout.
Sure.
The speaker
Senate, you know what? Don't worry about abortion. Don't worry about what they're advocating in public high schools.
As a matter of fact, that's exactly what they said.
But what they're doing is they got enough time to talk about a brand new stadium.
That's right. Because we need
this is
the quote. We need
for Kurt Zellers and the Republican Party.
And by the way, that stadium is for our fabulous Vikings. They went 3-13 last year. I mean, it's very important
good
we
for
give
those
them a
guys.
New stadium.
Right. Really making a difference down there, guys.
So,
really about what the Tea Party wants and their their public servants.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what I said? Public servants.
Right. Serving the people.
Yes.
That power and that position is the people's. They say, well, guys, you know, we really need to stick to our talking points as a party. We don't need to be talking about
the economy.
Morality.
Yeah.
We need to talk about economy. Okay, so here's a Republican Party that needs to talk about economy. They're broke. They've committed affairs internally. One of the speakers of the Senate just stepped down because of immorality and scandal.
And another one being accused, and another one saying there's more to this than what's being said right now. But what's important about it, forget about morality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks,
of course,
let's rewind just a little bit. You have issues with the economy because you have immoral people working in government. That's why the economy's a mess. Hello, lie, steal, covet, cheat. Yeah, let's not talk about that. We can't have Bradley Dean and the crew come down. And I wouldn't want me there neither if I was there.
Nope.
I wouldn't want me there neither if I was there. Because then somebody might be corrected,
mm-hmm.
and God forbid we bring about change. No, that's what the younger generation is saying no to. We've had enough of your games. We want our country back, and they're going to get it.
Yep, you got it. And they're showing it right now, folks. You want to join us tomorrow, 7 p.m. at St. Cloud State University at Ritchie Hall. We will be there.
Do you want to?
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to jump in, 1-877-807-9977. Jake kind of hijacked this show.
Hijacker.
But it's good because it really matters. I was going to get off onto my program that I'm going to be sharing with them tomorrow, but what I can do is I'll pick. I really do think it's that important right now.
Yeah.
And, folks, I want to play. Well, actually, I don't want to play it. I want to read it for you really quick. I did a prayer May 20th, 2011, last year. And this is what Kurt Zellers and the Republican Party denounced me for. This is why they're harassing the college students at St. Cloud. I want you to listen carefully. This was my prayer last year. When I arrived at the Capitol today, I noticed all the writings upon the inside of the walls. In the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building. And those in this chamber are very privileged to be here, and I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give you a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built this company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, tears, everything into it to establish the company. Nobody understood what sacrifice he put into his company except them that helped him along. The company grew in such a proportion that he could now sell the company, and he did that. On the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on the run to run the company for them, and in the process, the company sold. And when it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder. How foolish could they be? They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it in their own way and still prosper, and they failed miserably. It sounds much like America today. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of the world. And might I remind all of us here, we have one constitution. So let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Because we all know the problem didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. So let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us and through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States. Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice from World War I, World War II, to Korea, Father, to Korea and Iwo Jima and Vietnam, and Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery, and I think that's the reason I fight. That's the reason I stand. That's the reason I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today, and they ratified that Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this. I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber, and it's not about the Baptists. It's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, the Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination, and his name is Jesus. As every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray it in Jesus' name. I was denounced for giving that prayer. The Republican Party in the state of Minnesota says we want to be at distance from Bradley Dean. Everything I referenced, folks, was inside of that building. Everything that I referenced, folks, was right in front of their face. I want to say this, and I'm going to give it over to Jake real quick. They didn't denounce me, folks. They denounced you, and they denounced the principles and what they're supposed to uphold.
That's right. And, you know, when I read that prayer, because this was something that the Republican Party was harping on these students about, I read the prayer. They said, that was the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. You got to be kidding me. They're threatening me. I'll never work with the party if I have this guy in who said this prayer. And that was it. I like that prayer. I'm excited to have him in. That's what it turned into. Now, folks, this group actually got smart and they got active. And this is what we have in the next generation. This is why I have hope for this country, because they will change things and shake it up and step out. They got smart on their own. They had a recorded phone conversation from the Republican
which
leadership.
Which they don't know about.
Yeah, which they don't know about, but they do today, because now it hit the press, and that recorded phone call of them using the extortion tactics on them went public.
Yeah.
These kids were smart. They created a news press, and here is that news press, so have a listen to it.
What's up with it?
We need the whole thing. The whole thing. Start at the beginning, then we go. I know.
Oh, the whole thing is like that? Okay, folks, I don't know what it's coming across like through the waves here, the airwaves, but let's go ahead and give it a shake, and if it doesn't work out, we'll just pull it. Can you read it, Jake?
Yep. Actually, I can't read that, but I do want to say something since we're on this topic of the prayer thing. The other day, because it was Green Day or something like that.
Yeah, Communist Day.
Has some kind of a correlation with Lenin, maybe?
Yes, it does.
Maybe
his
birthday or whatnot. So the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Right?
Yes, good point.
Speaker of the House of Representatives has the chaplain. Who actually, after Bradley gave the prayer, they started over session, and they had the chaplain come in and do the prayer. So one of the representatives here in Minnesota, she was a representative who got some controversy and some stir because she said that the prayer that this chaplain is supposed to be a Christian said was offensive. This is what she wrote on her Facebook. Recently, I got into some media regarding statements on Earth Day. Yes, I still believe it's a pagan/environmental holiday. Yes, the house prayer was offensive, although I was expected to apologize, and
why?
Did.
Why?
I have no idea, but then she did apologize for saying it was offensive, because...
No. In other words, I'm offending the party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not offending the people.
That's right.
I'm offending the party that protects themselves from them big, bad constituents.
That's right, because she's part of the party. And then she goes on and says, now listen to this. This is their resolve. This is how much they're going to protect you and protect the party. Please be mindful what our children are being indoctrinated with while we are not with them. This movement is about taking control of everything we do in the name of Mother Earth. Give thanks to our Creator God and not to the creation, Earth.
But they agreed with that.
But she
chaplain.
Apologized.
Hang on. Earth Day is celebrated on Vladimir Lenin's birthday, folks.
Hey, that sounds good. Let's celebrate
that
in America.
Let me ask you the question. Why are they praying a prayer in agreement with Vladimir Lenin?
And then when somebody in their own party stands up and says that's offensive, yep. having that prayer.
Shut him down.
Then they shut her down, and then she buckles and apologizes for saying it's offensive, so I emailed her back. But then she says, please remember our children. I emailed her back. What in the world did you apologize for? I thought Kurt Zellers was the only one who apologizes for truth and people who give God glory. Our children don't need apologies. They need to see you stand.
That's
it
right.
is offensive.
That's right. That's right. This is what this generation is dying to see, folks.
And this is what
and the media
doing.
Is going hand in glove to try to smear anybody that stands up for yep. them because they themselves will be exposed.
And this morning when the reporter from the Red Star here in Minneapolis, excuse me, the Star.
Yeah, same difference.
Star Tribune. Yeah. Okay. They called one of the college students and the college student was talking to her. And the college student said, listen, I don't know why my own party is coming after me. They're the ones who want to stand up for it. And they're because they're saying that our speaker is going to be anti-gay. They're the ones who passed the amendment for marriage to be between a man and a woman.
But let me clarify for the 15,000th time. Mm-hmm. And I, folks, I will stand on this mountain until no end, until everybody hears it proclaimed. It's not about me attacking any particular people. Yep. It's about me protecting a particular people that are under attack from their school to be queerified. They want to sit there and go along with the leftist slogans. They can do that. But I want to let you know something. I'm standing for my posterity while they're condemning me for standing for my posterity.
That's right.
And I've had it.
So you get condemned as well. So when you're protecting, when you're standing up for those, that
maybe
being,
we have a bunch of pedophiles in there.
That's very
I'm
possible.
I'm not even kidding you.
Because this liberal writer, and she is liberal. I've talked to her, spoke to her. She's extremely liberal. She started laughing at this girl who was in the college Republican Party because she's like, I don't get it either. She could not figure out why in the world conservatives who claim conservative ideals and stand up for Christian values and morals are coming against their very own party of college
well,
students.
Well, if I'm committing adultery, thou shalt not commit adultery. Maybe there's the problem. God got in the way again. That rock of offense, that stumbling block. Well, let me tell you something, friends, at the state capitol. It's better for you to fall on the rock than the rock to fall on you. People have had it with your garbage. And that's what this is coming down to. And the kids, and I've said this for 10 and 15 years now, don't ever think these young people are stupid, friends. They are not stupid. They are tired of being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. That's what they're tired of.
And when you step in line, folks, you will win because these kids will rise up. What so many people do, like this representative who went and apologized after she got heat.
Who is she?
Thought,
say her name, Jay.
Mary Franson.
Okay.
She thought, and she came in as a Tea Party candidate.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yep. So here she thought, and we've seen it when we go down to the Capitol, they get elected. They get elected, and they go into the House,
they
and then
change.
All of a sudden they change.
Instant, folks. Instantaneously.
And what they do is they would rather conserve their buddies and their partnership within their own party that's going nowhere, that's bankrupt, or that's committing adultery, than stand for these college Republicans as an example at this state college. Now, I love linking arms with these kids because they are raising up on our side and they're actually active.
No, they're doing something. I want to say this too because I say this both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the guy on WCC in the state of Minnesota asked me what my principles are. I said, what do you mean my principles?
Chad?
I said, yeah. I said, what do you mean my principles?
Yeah.
There are principles, America.
Yes.
We can have different opinions, but we should be rooted in the same principles. There lies the problem. They have different principles.
Yeah.
That's where you're in trouble.
Yep.
You got to get the same principles rooted. And, folks, that's why we have one constitution. As I've said a million times, we don't have two. But for some reason, these eggheads down here don't know the difference between one constitution. They think it's their constitution,
right.
The left does, and the right thinks it's theirs. And the American people are saying, no, it's ours.
That's right.
Well, America, you are right, and they are wrong.
That's right.
That's simple.
And it doesn't take long to find out who is principled. Just see where they stand when the heat comes, and then you'll find out who you need to be following and who should be leading.
Got one more segment coming up here with Bradley and Jake. Jake's going to play this piece. Is it bettered? Is it healed? Producer, we'll try it, folks. We'll come right back after this.
The
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Dave in Iowa. We'll take this really quick. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir. How are you?
Hey.
And who are you?
I'm good. So, I was just wanted to make a comment. Last time I checked, wasn't devaluing the family like a communist goal? And why are the Republicans standing up for that? Is it like, it's almost like they're wearing a mask and they haven't taken it off yet.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a great point. I mean, you see that exactly with these elections right now. What's the difference between a Romney and what's the difference between an Obama? There's nothing.
No.
Except for the party that they claim to belong to, but the principles and their ideals are identical.
He just got popped again today, by the way. Romney did for another lie.
Yep. And if you look at the other side, when they get popped for a lie, well, you know what? Nobody really says very much because they're known to be liars. But then you've got those that are the angels of light, and it's slowly progressing us to the left and more to the left. And as we said before, today's conservatives are just yesterday's liberals, or yesterday's liberals are today's conservatives.
Yep.
So that's the progression it's taking us. But now you have, again, this generation that we're talking about, that it's clearly defined. And when you see they're willing to stand, they're pulling us back the other way, saying, I'm not going this way. Are you nuts? I know we have more options than this.
It's a righteous rebellion.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, let me read this to you really quick, and I'll give you the last word here. This is what Stalin said on America's freedom and its greatness. He said, America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. Let me ask you the question. What of these three topics that he named aren't under attack? He goes on. If we can undermine these three areas, Joseph Stalin said, America will collapse from within. So there you have it, sir.
Yep.
We appreciate it. Let's jump yep. ship over here really quick yep. and get back to the St. Cloud,
yep.
which is, this coincides with it,
totally
but
is.
I think it's just important that the people hear for themselves. Mm-hmm. This is the college student that actually did a radio piece on his own, and he's going after them now.
Yep, he decided he was going to expose what the party was doing to him. Rather than cower and buckle under pressure, they stood up and said, no,
yeah.
not on our campus. This is what we feel about
it. Well, keep in mind, too, these are the same people that allow the left to do what they
got
do.
It. Exactly.
Don't forget that, friends. Okay. So it shows you how much, if they're willing to watch others violate the law, legislators that they're supposed to magnify that law. Okay. Well, if they watch them sit there and manipulate that law mm-hmm. and break that law, well, then what does that tell you about them if they call themselves the right? Now, if the right was doing the right thing, there would be no left. I think you get the point.
Yep, you got it. So this is a radio ad that they created, they put up with, they released on the press here this morning, and you're going to hear what the facts are and how they laid it out, not afraid again, and they went straight to the media with it and they created their own buzz. I'm very
encouraged.
Thanks
for your call, too, by the way, Dave. Go ahead and play that.
The St. Cloud State University College Republicans are facing threats of being unchartered if they bring nationally known speaker Bradley Dean to campus. According to Minnesota College Republican Chairman Ryan Lick, the State College Republican Board voted unanimously to uncharter the St. Cloud group if the Dean event is held Tuesday night at SCSU. Lick says the National College Republican Committee approved the measure, however attempts to reach the National Committee were unsuccessful. Party officials have stated they do not want any affiliation with Dean due to his controversial messages. The Republican Party of Minnesota is also involved in the decision-making, according to Lick. Four SCSU college Republicans say they have spoken with the executive director of the state party, Ben Zirke, in which he states college Republican students affiliated with the event will never be able to get a job with the state party if the event is held. KVSC has acquired an audio recording of one of the phone calls between Zirke and three SCSU college Republican members. One student asks for clarity on the state party's position.
Basically, in this portion of it, the clip isn't coming through very clear, so just so I can clear it up, the student asks and says, so where you stand on this is if we do this event, what is going to happen? We're not going to be able to get a job with the Republican Party? And the guy said, yeah, basically. That's basically what's going to happen. You're going to be listed on this. You're going to be blackballed from the party. You're not going to be able to work in the campaigns. And you're not going to be able to get a job here down at the state house.
Because he said he wouldn't hire him.
That's right.
That's right.
Who's the executive director?
So that was the conversation.
Yep.
Play on.
Zirke also states that the party plans to connect individual members to the event itself.
He was talking about the future. It's going to go on their resume. He's going to make sure of it. And he's just going to make sure everybody in conservative politics in Minnesota knows who these students are.
Sure.
So in their future, when they reach out, they're going to get blackballed, supposedly.
Where lies the problem, folks? Go ahead.
Republican Elizabeth Isles is taking the mandate very personally.
I don't want to hear that my future in the real world will be threatened by this if we basically disobey the Republican Party of Minnesota.
The event centers around Bradley Dean, who is the driving force behind You Can Run But Cannot Hide International, which according to their website specializes in reaching America's next generation through principles of morality, true freedom, and personal responsibility. Dean has been at odds with the Republican Party of Minnesota in the past when he gave a prayer that was later denounced by the Republican Speaker of the House, Kurt Zellers. Multiple attempts to reach the Republican Party of Minnesota have gone unanswered.
Sure.
The party is also dealing with issues of debt and an affair between former Senate Majority Leader Amy Koch and Michael Broadcorp.
What's the problem?
In the interest of full disclosure, until recently, I have served as president of the SCSU College Republicans. Reporting for KVSC News, this is Adam Albrecht.
Good for him.
I love the beauty of it.
I want to say a couple things here,
yes.
Okay? Okay. First of all, I was asked to do this event. Number two, is there not a gulf fixed between the older generation and the younger generation that they think that they can come in and doesn't not also tell you the spirit in which these people mm-hmm. at the Republican Party in the state of Minnesota operate out of?
Yeah.
That they would take for granted that they can come manipulate these kids into submission.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, this is your government in the state of Minnesota. I'm speaking to those in Minnesota. This is happening all over the country. And just think how many of those young people go unheeded.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no one to help them. We're the preachers.
Yeah.
We're the statesmen and the stateswomen to do their job.
They're saying a prayer on Earth Day, apparently. Well,
probably, yeah.
That's what they did. Mr.
Coinciding
James,
with Mr. Mr. Lennon there.
Lennon, yeah.
Wonderful. Good for them. Good for you guys. That's great.
They love that Russian
Minnesotans love you. What's going to happen? Because from what I understand, the Tea Partiers have gotten a hold of this.
Mm-hmm.
Has it not come back to us? And they're not very happy about this whole mess. Now, again, I'm staying in the center of all this. I'm just going in there talking. You know what's going to happen after this program, folks? They're going to say, what was the problem?
Yeah.
I can tell you. Because I talk about adultery in there, and I suppose those guys over there don't like that because they just got popped for it.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the spine? Where's the backbone? Let me ask you the question. Where's the love?
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
How can they have one? How can they have a spine or the backbone? I love the way that this guy ended the segment. He's the former president of the Republican group down there on campus. He didn't say, well, I could really risk a lot by doing this. No, he did the press release. But he did a very, very good job.
I think he did too.
And then at the end, he gives us the answer. The Republican Party has recently been involved in a scandal of adultery.
Yeah.
And they're broke.
And I read the prayer that...
By
the way, just for clarity again, I'm not at odds with anybody. No. I'm at odds with those that don't know how to tell the truth.
Yep.
That's what I'm at odds with. I'm at odds with those people that think they're going to corrupt the law because of their own immorality, because they can't restrain themselves in government, and it's going to affect my family one way or another. That's what I'm at odds with.
Yeah.
And by the way, not just my family, but also yours.
Yep.
Can you imagine if every patriot in this country took on responsibility to say the same thing? By the way, our forefathers did tell us to take on that robe,
yeah,
per se.
And so they took a little bit of flack. You know, another couple things when Ben Zirke gives these guys a call. Did you hear about what Bradley Gee did down in Dunkerton?
I didn't do the assembly!
And so I'm talking,
oh, my gosh!
I'm talking to these Republican kids. Some of them didn't know much about our ministry, but the ones that brought us in knew everything about us. So these kids are kind of like, wow, I'm hearing a lot about this Bradley Dean guy. So what happened in Dunkerton? I said, Bradley played the drums, and then he watched his kids afterwards. I actually did that assembly.
Yeah.
And they said, you got to be kidding me.
No.
And I said, yeah.
No, but you didn't see that.
Oh.
You just seen it's alleged.
That's right.
This is what happened. And you know what? What you said was completely legitimate.
Yeah, totally.
That would make me mad that my kid was listening to that kind of music if that's what the musician is promoting.
Yep. And on the Jan Michelson show out of Des Moines, that's exactly what the people said when they called in. What was wrong with it?
That's
I wish they'd come to my kids' school.
That's the voice of the people, though.
Totally is.
And that's what the media and them that pervert the laws through legislation, they don't want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why this grassroots, this underground work that's going on and that's developing is sick and tired of it. But folks, you're winning the day. You just have to put a little spine in there and stand up in righteousness.
You know, and that's what Samuel Adams said, setting brush fires of freedom. Well, that's grassroots fires, folks. When there's a fire going on, people are taking notice. The next thing that they said was about the prayer, so I read them the prayer. I said, you got to be kidding me. There's nothing even about homosexuality
in there. This is why we're at odds with the Republican Party.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, to top it all off, and again, we covered this Friday, but I just got to say it again because it's so important. They said, well, we're going to send you some articles. You can take a look at this, you know, this ministry and this character. So they sent over a link of a blogger.
Is that not defamation and slander?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to look into that.
Yes,
I am.
It is.
Especially coming from people that work for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to check into that.
And I've already talked to Kelly Fenton down there at the headquarters and said, you know what you need to do. I haven't got a call yet. I think they're trying to figure out how they're going to pay last month's rent. But they sent the Mother Jones blog that was all about the bad things the ministry does.
As they were attacking one of their own party members, namely Michelle Bachmann.
Yep.
Yeah, they failed to look at that.
Or the banner ads that hung around this article for Planned Parenthood and the DFL trying to prevent the right to work bill in Congress.
Yeah, don't want
That's what they relied on.
Well, no, it tells you what they feed on.
Yes!
Yeah.
They're following with the golden hook in their nose.
But they prove our point to a T.
Mm-hmm.
They stand for nothing, and they fall for everything, and now the generation behind them has to pick it up. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you.